Today's transmission is on Wednesday, April 27th, and here's kind of the deal. So I'm going to do more of these short, sweet, to the point news videos. I find that people like them, and I also like doing them because I don't want to waste people's time if they just want to check up on the news and see what's going on. So I'm going to do more of these videos, try to do like 4 or 5 a week even, and then my live streams are just going to be more laid back, chill, go more in depth into these news stories, whatever's going on. So that's the dealio. We're going to be talking about in this video Elon Musk, more about him buying Twitter, and also some interesting things that Elon Musk said about Truth Social. So he lurks there. We found out he lurks there on Truth Social. He has an account. I'll show you how we know that. And then we'll also talk recent developments of the Durham investigation, along with just whatever else is going on in the news. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, one last thing as well. We will be talking about the Department of Homeland Security creating basically a like disinformation task force or something like that. Yeah, we'll get into that in a few moments. So anyway, let's get to it. Quick plug, shout out to a friend of mine's company. Thank you, Pepe Deluxe. This is One Source Solutions. They are a payment processing business. So if you have a company or you're looking to start a company and you need someone to run payments for you, don't use Stripe or PayPal or any of those big tech companies that could cancel you and totally mess up your business at any moment. Use One Source Solutions. They'll run your payments for you. They can also help you set things up like newsletters and apps for your business and whatnot. But give them a call. If you need their help, they'll hook you up. They'll never cancel you. And you can also help support my channel as well. So much appreciated. All right, first we got Congresswoman Maxine Waters saying that she has tested positive for COVID. Huh. And then there's the line. There it is right there. I am grateful to be fully vaccinated and to have received 2 booster shots. God, it's like they're blackmailed or they're paid off to say that exact thing every time one of these clowns says they have COVID, whatever the case. And I've seen this interesting graphic going around. Somebody made a spreadsheet here of every single congressperson that over the last few months has apparently, supposedly, so they say, tested positive for COVID. And you can see there's a solid, what do we got? 70, 80 different Congress people here. The majority, of course, are blue. Those are your Democrats. But we also have some, the rhinos are in purple, I guess. And then America First Republicans in red. Definitely still some Republicans, but the majority are most definitely the Democrats. And then the rhinos, 67 total. The number over here is 54 of them being Democrats, about 74%. So what we have here, folks, is what we could call the midterm variant. All these clowns saying they got COVID, and oh, thankfully I was vaccinated or it would have been a lot worse. Idiots. They are probably being told to do this because they're going to try to roll out the lockdowns again, no doubt, to push mail-in voting, because 7 months until midterm elections. They're going to try to steal it again, folks. They're going to try to steal it just like they just stole France's election, right? So be on the lookout for that. We got Elon Musk still doing his king troll trolling of Twitter. He said in some tweets that Twitter's banning of New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story was obviously incredibly inappropriate, and that was when Twitter banned a lot of people, and also YouTube banning dozens of accounts like mine. So there you go, Elon Musk responding to Sagar and Jetty. Suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate. Elon Musk also had some choice words for the Washington Post today, putting them on blast because they're attacking Elon Musk a bunch. And it's triggering. It's triggering them, the fact that Elon Musk is now just doing his free speech thing. This was MSNBC last night. You cannot get the pot calling the kettle more blacker than this. You can't get any more projection-y as this. Have a listen.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, Or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Mother of God. What the hell has been going on Twitter for the last 4 years? Dumb, deaf, blind, or knowingly lying, or D, all of the above. Probably that one, when it comes to these clowns on NBC. As if that shit wasn't going on already. Now they're worried that Elon Musk is going to do it. Interesting. So they're admitting it can happen then, right? They're admitting it can happen. Okay. Project Veritas. Next story, releasing the leaked audio of Twitter meeting following Elon Musk's purchase. Remember that all hands on deck meeting that Twitter announced? Well, I guess Veritas got some moles in Twitter, and they got a hold of it and leaked the whole thing. Isn't that glorious? Jeez, Project Veritas. Don't get on their bad side. Do not. Okay, Elon Musk yesterday also tweeting about True Social. Lo and behold, this right here. True Social is currently beating Twitter and TikTok on the Apple Store because it was. Isn't that crazy? People just want a place where they won't get censored. So, True Social, there you go, top in the charts. And then what we notice here, though, check this. So, look at that. It says open. The button next to True Social, this is Elon Musk's screenshot here. So, assuming this is a screenshot from one of his devices, it might not be, but, you know, likelihood is that it is. We've got Twitter open, True Social open. So for those that have Apple devices, know what I'm talking about. For those that don't have Apple devices, when you download an app, it says this right here next to it on the App Store open. If it says get next to an app on the App Store, that means you have not downloaded it yet. This means, look at that, open next to True Social. Elon Musk has downloaded the True Social app on his Apple device, right? So that means Elon Musk is probably lurking on True Social, assuming he's not one of the, like, you know, million people still on the wait list. Huh, he's a lurking. Elon Musk is lurking. We see you. We see you, Musk. I guess you see us too, checking True Social out. Huh, isn't that interesting? And then, you know what's funny? So I tweeted this meme. I posted this meme on True Social and Telegram about 6 days ago. The meme with Bill Gates and the pregnant man emoji. I didn't make it. Okay, caveat here. I didn't want to make it. Just got to say that for transparency's sake. But I posted it. And then the next day, Elon Musk posted the exact same meme. Huh. Elon Musk, if you're watching, use the word illusion in a tweet soon. Use the word illusion or destroying the illusion or something like that. Do it. Do it. Let us know. Blink twice if you're watching us. Okay. And also, Elon Musk firing back at the New York Times here. My God. And he's also, man, Elon Musk doing the podcast with Babylon Bee, replying here to Cigar and Jetty and Dave Rubin. He's putting WAP on blast, putting New York Times on blast here. Look at this. Hey, Elon Musk, as long as you're digging, check out how the New York Times, Forbes, etc. bought their Twitter followers to fake influence. New York Times has 53 million followers, rarely gets 50 retweets. 52.7 million followers. There you go. Forbes at 17.8 million, huh? I could post a banana emoji and a pic of an 80s sitcom star and get more engagement than a New York Times tweet. Elon Musk says, yeah, I noticed that too. Pretty weird. Is Elon Musk basically confirming that all these major organizations, media, a lot of blue checks, right? A lot of folks on Twitter buy their influence. Huh. Hot diggity darn. No wonder they're scared shitless of Elon Musk. He's doing the damn thing right now, isn't he? Oh, man. Speaking of scared shitless, check this. Newsweek. How many times have I been featured in Newsweek now? A dozen at least? I mean, shoot. Look at this. QAnon influencers cheer Elon Musk's Twitter buyout unfinished business. Swear to God, whenever these clowns at Newsweek need an article, what they do is they just go to We the Media and they look at all the contributors on We the Media and just try to get sound bites from us. QAnon influencer Jordan Sather, Truth Hammer. Who else did they feature in this one? I think one other person as well from We the Media, just a bunch of us. Thanks, you asshole. Watch Elon Musk give us our Twitter accounts back. Who's going to be laughing now, huh? Who is? All right, Durham up next. Durham accidentally releases Fusion GPS emails that were meant to be under seal. Huh. Accidentally, yeah, I'm sure. Doesn't sound accidental to me. And in fact, some people are making a connection between this and some old Q posts where Q mentioned that NSA accidentally releases the information they have, right? That's curious. Not saying there is a connect here. That could just actually be a coincidence. But, huh. Point being that I highly doubt this was an accident, probably done for some rhyme and reason. And speaking of Spygate, Obamagate, Durham investigation, John Solomon, check this tweet out he made this morning. Just the letter C. Mysteriously tweeted the letter C. That's it. Lo and behold, check this out. 3-year delta. Exactly 3 years. April 27th, 2019. That's when Q posted this. D-class pre-post IG report. Call me pre-post IG report. C comes before D. Huh, C comes before D? Well, later on, Q clarified that when they posted C comes before D, that means Dan Coats had to get out of there before D-class. Dan Coats, at this time, was the acting... he was the acting chief of staff, I think, wasn't he? Some acting position around Trump. Anyway, he had to get out of there. Maybe it was DNI. That's right. Acting DNI. He had to get out of there before D-class could happen. But, of course, we know multiple meanings exist whenever these kinds of people talk to us, you know? Military intel guys. So, double meanings exist. C comes before D. What might that mean? Could be some other meaning there. And then John Solomon, who has been featured in Q post before, mind you. John Solomon has been named, and Q even said that at one point in time they had John Solomon and Sarah Carter under protection because they were getting actual information from good sources. Long story there. Anyway, John Solomon is legit. Him posting C, what does this mean? Is something coming down the pipeline? What does John Solomon know? Is something about Durham coming down the pipeline? Interesting. And this might be, may or may not apply, but does it have to do with Comey? C. It might not. It could just be something else. But anyway, super comms, super duper comms. Can you tell? Onward from this, let's talk some drama going on in Michigan with some Rhino Republicans. House Speaker Wentworth ousting Trump-endorsed candidate for Speaker, Representative Matt Maddox. So we got some local drama going on. Not just in Michigan, but I think there's some stuff happening in the Wisconsin government as well. Wisconsin, of course, one of the states in question with the 2020 election. But this particular incident in Michigan, just funny all them conservative clowns getting exposed around the nation. Also, Big Pharma getting exposed. Pfizer, can you believe this? Speaking of clowns, Pfizer requests FDA authorization for COVID-19 booster for kids 5 to 11. 5 to 11 for a booster for kids that you can't even, they're not even affected by the scamdemic that's not even a pandemic in the first place. In the first place, it's not even a pandemic. In the second place, kids are barely affected. Third place, kids 5 to 11 don't need shots, period. Fourth place, that means they don't need a freaking booster. Can you get any more clown than this? I don't know if you can. Okay. Onward now, Second Amendment. Donald Trump Jr. launching gun rights group. Vows to fight Democratic gun control proposals. Thank you, sir. I've been getting into shooting myself recently in guns, so this is good to see. And also, yeah, states are trying to clamp down. Washington State here, no more 10-plus round magazines. Can't sell them in the state anymore. It's now illegal, so. Yeah, they're trying to clamp down on it, so thank you, Sears, for your fights for freedom. What do we got next? Okay, this Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under the Department of Homeland Security to fight, quote, misinformation. Huh. With a focus, they claim, that this board is going to be focused specifically on Russia and irregular migration. Is that what they're calling it now? Irregular migration? Focused specifically on Russia. Well, of course, that could be anything. They've labeled all of us QAnoners as Russian bots before. Oh, it's Russia spreading disinformation about our election, right? That is a very broad stroke right there. They could twist that to mean anything they want, right? And this governance board is going to be headed by Executive Director Nina Jankowicz. Yo, is that her? Is that Jankowicz? She's looking rough. She got a grill, too. Huh. Isn't that worrisome? They're going to be looking right at Twitter, huh? They're going to be checking us out on Telegram and Truth Social. Beware them Fed boys, led by the Fed gal here. Beware. Speaking of election fraud, we got 2,000 Mules documentary coming out soon. That's Dinesh D'Souza's doc, and I think it comes out in a week. So next week, yeah, next week. Documentary proves rampant illegal vote trafficking in 2020. And this, 2,000 Mules, primarily has to do with the ballot dumping. They've got a lot of direct footage of people walking up to ballot dumps and illegally just putting their ballots right in. So there is that. And then last subject is this really weird freaking video going around today about Megan Fox, who's in a relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. God, Hollywood, what's in the L.A. water? Maybe it really is snake. Maybe there's snake venom in the L.A. water. And it's not giving people COVID. It's just making them weird. Anyway, there's this video going around of Megan Fox talking about this weird ritual that her and Machine Gun Kelly do where they drink each other's blood, like a tiny little bit of it, and they drink each other's blood. Yeah, it's weird. And obviously we have a satanic influence in really elite circles of global governance, but this particular instance, I honestly don't think they're satanic. I just think they're Hollywood idiots. And you know, like, the fake kind of edgy where people just try to be edgy. They, like, a lot of people that join the satanic church, for instance, they're just trying to be edgy and figure out what's right for them. And so it's not like they're actually satanic or they're really trying to dominate the globe and create despair and anguish in the population of people. No, they're just kind of idiots, and they have no idea what they're doing in life. I think that explains these fools. I mean, just look at the way he dresses. Like, what is that? What's going on in his head? I don't know. What's going on in her head, right? She doesn't look like the brightest bulb in the bunch there. So much makeup caked on her face that it seeped into her body and probably screwing up her brain. So, yeah. Anyway, just a couple thoughts on that. Really freaky shit, though. It's why? Just why? Why, you weirdos? All right, guys, that's it for this one. I will be live streaming here in like an hour, so this video probably won't even be out till after that, but I will be. I'll be live streaming on Friday as well, today and Friday. Yep, 3 p.m. And like I said, more of these videos come in. Try to do these almost every day. We'll see every day. And then the live streaming 3 times a week. Also, go check out my supplement brand, ConsciousStrength.net, if you enjoy the work I do. Purchasing something through here supports the work I do, and you also get me to package up something myself and ship it right to you. Got some fish oils on there, got greens powders, got mushroom extracts. This is the most popular product. It's a mushroom extract powered coffee. No mushroom taste. Tastes just like coffee. Tastes better than your average Starbucks. It's pretty good, actually. Also have a matcha version. I'm a big fan of this. That's usually what I'm sipping on during my live streams. It's some matcha. Got shungite bricks on there, EMF protection, got turmeric, colloidal silver, and a hemp oil too, actually. Go check out the hemp oil because it is potent stuff for a decent price. $45, 500 milligrams, organic, full spectrum CBD. I'll link all that down below. Appreciate your guys' support. Hope to see you during the live stream today or Friday, and see you in the next video.